Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brandon Woodruff. I am here. I'm just going to give a quick little update episode. I apologize. I haven't had any new episodes in the past several weeks. I've had some guests lined up. Hasn't really worked out. I've had that happen a few times. So, you know, it's just a result of me not having a calendar of guests planned out. I find my guests the week before. So, you know, I probably need to get a little bit better system going for that. This podcast is kind of a thing I do largely for fun and learning for myself and others. So, you know, it's kind of like a bonus thing on top of my normal businesses that I do. So it's right now it's kind of at a I aimed and was doing a weekly episode. But once I burned through my initial probably 12 to 15 guests, I need to find myself a new system to get new people in there and lined up and ready to go. So I will be back with a new podcast next week. For now, I'm just going to do one of the quick business update episodes. So just give quick updates on my businesses, kind of logging this for myself and if anybody cares to follow along. So with my furniture business, things have been going pretty well. They've actually been pretty steady, haven't grown a whole lot because I'll talk about the other fitness piece in a minute and that'll make sense. But I did purchase a box truck so that I could increase my hauling capacity. It's had issues. I have had to spend the past several months very slowly doing fixes on it. It's almost ready to go. Hopefully today, the last piece of that will be done and I can use it again. So working on that. But one thing that's really helped me a lot in my furniture business and both businesses has been time blocking. I would just share that this is a huge thing. If you don't have a time block schedule and kind of know what you're going to be doing when, I would definitely advise trying it out. Try auditing your time first, you know, kind of keep like a time journal, watch your, you know, kind of log what you do, what you were doing every like 30 minutes. I know it sounds tedious, but if you do it for a couple of days, it will help you so much. And then you can learn when you're most energetic and most motivated to work and time block the most important stuff. Then you can, you can go ahead and put down time like as things that don't take up a lot of time. Yeah, there, but I've time blocked myself and then I've made myself say, okay, I'm going to be doing these things during this time. So from 10 o'clock to 1:30 every day is 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. is when I am out picking up furniture, cleaning, fixing furniture, delivering furniture. I don't do it outside of those times. I don't do it I'm getting to the point now. What I was doing was I blocked the time off, but if I didn't have furniture stuff to do that day that had kind of presented itself, I would focus on coaching or something else. What I've started doing now is saying, you know what, if there's nothing to do furniture wise, if nobody's scheduled deliveries, nobody's reached out to me to pick up furniture, I'm going to go out and seek out more furniture. I'm going to do those kinds of things, and it's definitely helpful. So, that is a big thing, time blocking, and then actually sticking to those time blocks, doing what you're planning to be doing. I would say it has increased my productivity such that my work hours have actually decreased by a few hours, and that's more time I get to spend with my family. So that's been huge. So the fitness piece, I believe I mentioned on this podcast before that I started running a fitness center at a luxury apartment complex. When I hear that, I thought like, oh, it's going to be a couple of treadmills over in the corner. No, it is actually like a really nice fitness center. Not huge, but has everything you need plus some. So I accepted that role. My family and I will be moving in because we get a free. It's not an employee role. I'm an independent contractor. They give me a free, nice 3-bedroom apartment there for my family and I, and I run the gym. The only requirements there are basically for me to run 3 fitness classes a week. So I've been leading a bunch of strength classes, of course, but I've added indoor cycling to my arsenal. So I've been working on that. I can coach whoever I want there one-on-one. Don't have to give the apartment complex any piece of that. So whatever I charge, I keep, aside from taxes, of course. So that has been really beautiful. I've just started signing. I've been coaching one lady for a few weeks. I just signed my second one-on-one client there. In-person coaching is not my end game. I love the online coaching and the kind of like geographic just flexibility it offers. I can do it from anywhere, but right now I'm learning to find ways to do this, charge well for it, and funnel people into my online coaching down the line. So, you know, to me, it would be a bit foolish of me to start kind of building my business around this place when it's not my place. So, you know, I anticipate being here for a few years, and down the line, I don't want to, when I leave, I don't need to step away from a bunch of my income. So finding ways to funnel it into my own business that is independent of the gym, and using the gym as a tool rather than the business. So that's going really well. The classes are going really well. It has challenged me a bit, and, you know, the indoor cycling, for instance, I've started using some other equipment that I hadn't used a whole lot before, like TRX bands, kettlebells. You know, I've dabbled with some of those, but I've, you know, definitely had to step my skill level up on them to lead the classes. So it's kind of expanding my range as a coach, which is good. But my one-on-one clients, I'm still, of course, training with barbells and dumbbells, and we're getting them stronger and building muscle and helping them lose body fat, the ones who are losing weight and things like that. So my online coaching business is going well. My clients are doing well. All is well in the coaching world, just finding ways to grow it and expand it. I'm just trying not to fill up too many time blocks, because although I enjoy on one-on-one in-person coaching, I don't want it to become I don't want it to become a 9-to-5 of just constant appointments. So I will, once I hit a certain, I've time blocked enough time for about 4 to 5 clients. I've got 2 now. So once I get those filled, I will kind of see, do I want to open up more or do I want to stay right here? So anyway, that's where I am with my businesses. I've also been doing a journal where every day I got this idea from a guy named Chris Lynn. He is Daily Refinement on YouTube. He does something where and I think he got it from somewhere else that I'm trying to remember. Gary Keller, maybe, the guy who wrote The One Thing. But anyway, he writes, he just has a very simple journal. You know, at the end of every day, he writes, what did I get done today, you know, that will advance my business? Or, you know, what did I improve today, rather? You know, it doesn't have to be business. It can be personal life, business. What did I improve today? What will I improve tomorrow? And I do that, and it is a game changer as well, because it's very easy to just become stagnant in your business, your family life, your spiritual life, like your fitness, whatever it is. But if you are constantly journaling, you don't want to just leave something. You don't want to just leave that blank empty, or just be like, you know, just write something very minuscule. You know, you want it to be meaningful every night when you're filling that out. So that's been really helpful to me. Trying to think if there's any other good things that I'd like to share that might be helpful, but for the most part, the time blocking and the journaling have been big breakthroughs for me, giving me more time and freedom in my day. I know that's ironic to hear time blocking and freedom. That probably doesn't sound like it, but it, trust me, like when you do it on your own terms and you block things off when you do certain things best, and then you protect that time, that's good. And the other thing I throw in there is Calendly or similar service. Basically, I have a Calendly link for each thing that I do. So for instance, if somebody wants to set up a furniture, wants me to deliver a piece of furniture, all I have to do is send them a link, and they just fill in, they choose a time from the time slots that I have said I'm available for that, which is from, as I mentioned earlier, 10 a.m. To 1:30 p.m. And they can select a time that isn't taken on that slot. It syncs with your calendar. So once that slot is taken, someone else cannot select that same slot. You can set it to where, you know, if you're like, for instance, with me with drive time, people can only the appointments are, you know, 45 minutes apart. I can deliver something and get somewhere else in Kansas, pretty much anywhere else in Kansas City within 45 minutes, but sometimes I can't do it in 30, so I can set it to 45 minute increments. So basically, it's just, you know, I have that with furniture, I have that with coaching calls, and free consults, I have it with deliveries, I have it with podcast guests, anything I do that requires scheduling appointments, I have set up through Calendly, and it avoids all that, oh, you're not available at this time, oh, I'm not available at this time, oh, we are in different time zones, just realized, all that stuff, it really cuts that out. So anyway, hopefully you find this helpful, trying to keep these little updates here under 10 minutes, and wanted to put something out. Those are the things that have been most helpful to me lately, and I will keep these coming. Hope everybody's having an awesome day.